Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me at David Dondi on most social media channels. That's, of course, DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. In the world of speakers, there's generally just one system. A speaker replicates the sound waves in the air, and your eardrums pick that up, and it's a pretty normal process. But there is another way that these things get done, which is by putting those waves into your bones. And this is called bone conduction. And this has been used by militaries for many, many, many years, but it is now quite common at consumer tech. There's a brand called Shox that makes headphones that you put on and they sit under your ear. And many cyclists and runners use these so that they can hear ambient sounds perfectly normally while the bone conduction delivers their music or podcast or whatever it might be. And I thought this was a wonderful idea, and I noticed on Temu a very interesting device called a Sleepbox. And Sleepbox is a little, first bought the Sleepbox 3, it was a sort of lozenge, described as sort of size of a box a pen might come in, a little bit sleeker, flatter, and USB-C charging and all the like. And the idea is you put this under your head when sleeping and don't disturb your partner because there's no actual noise coming out. It's all just being transferred to your skull. And they even advise putting it under your pillow. I bought one of these duly, cost me $200. It really wasn't expensive. And it arrived and I put it on and it turned out just to be a speaker. So that one got sent back and Temu's warranty, of course, does work and is effective and they happily took it back, no quibbles. And then I ordered the Sleepbox 4 thinking, well, this one will work. And it's more of a cutaway of the idea of the Sleepbox 3. So if you can imagine that same box you'd get a pen in with the middle third or two thirds just turned into a little bit of a stick. So much sleeker and nicer screens. And maybe it was 30 or 40 Rand more, neither here nor there. And I duly switched that one on and found out it was just a speaker. And no, it doesn't disturb your partner if you take the advice and turn the sound halfway down, but it does if it's loud enough for you to listen to. So I'm going to put this under the junk do not buy category, and I'm hoping that I can find a bone conducting speaker that I don't have to put around my head, can put under my pillow, listen to something for half an hour or so, and then fall asleep without disturbing anyone else in the household. This didn't work, but I will give Temu its credit. No quibble, no argument, just click return and done. That's it for Tech Talk this week. That was the Sleepbox 3 and the Sleepbox 4 so-called bone conduction speakers off of Temu. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, if you do know where I can find a genuine one that works, I would be very happy to reach out. Please find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels, and that's DavidDondi in the podcast at fmr.co.za.